Monmouth has to watch out for that as they can really fill it up. Again, they are a great three-point shooting team.
The Hawks have the second half's first possession, moving to our right, down by 10. Monmouth with their same starting five. Justin Robinson, quick pull at a three. Too strong, rebound to Jordan Heath.
And Canisius trapped that first pass there. Robinson got an open look as Jones passed out of the trap. Couldn't knock it down.
So now Canisius will move to our left, leading Monmouth by 10. Manhurts hands off to Barron. Double team. He throws down low to Manhurts. Going to drive baseline. Throw it to Heath for three. Oh, he put it in. 42-29. Largest Golden Griffin lead of the game.
I think you said this yesterday, Eddie, while we were watching some highlights from Canisius. He's kind of like Channing Frye.
Easy for me to use the New York Knicks references, but Jordan Heath is a Mac version of Channing, a better Channing Frye. Tillman down low, has his shot blocked by Heath. He grabs the rebound. Outlet to Zach Lewis. Lewis right at Nicholas. No good, but he'll go to the line for two.
I don't know where the foul was there. Actually, Red Nicholas had a similar play go his way when he initiated the contact in the first half. That time, I thought Red was in good position. He bodied him up. Lewis initiated the contact, and then Red got called for a foul, and Red's not too happy about it.
Monmouth's first foul, Red's third, so he's squarely in foul trouble here. He has 6 points. 18:54 to go here in the second half. Lewis hits the free throw. Ty O'Gara will check in for Chris Brady and Steve, with Monmouth now down by 14 and Max DeLeo checking in. Do you think they've got to speed this game up, if for no other reason than maybe they do to Canisius what Niagara did to Monmouth the other night? You know, trap, scrap, do whatever you can to get back in.
I actually think this is not a game for the big lineup, and that's all about college basketball, right? Adjusting on the fly. They use the big lineup at their advantage against Niagara. I think actually a centerless lineup would be better for them without Tillman, without Brady. Put O'Garrow down there and just try to run up and down the floor and switch every screen and do it that way.
Hawks trail 44-29 after those two free throws. Whistle away from the ball. We'll go on Canisius. They call the foul on Chris Manhurts. That's his second foul. I know I've said this about players before, and really not recently. I think if Manhurts has a professional career, it ain't on the basketball court, but I'd love to see him at a maybe outside linebacker. He's a big, big guy. How about like a 3-4 outside guy? Listen, Giants, listen. Deion Jones has it for Monmouth, working it around the perimeter. Now throws for Max DeLeo. DeLeo back to Jones. We'll go top of the key to Justin Robinson. Robinson puts it on the floor one time. Over to O'Gara. Monmouth working it here on the outside. Now top of the key, Robinson, 14 on the shot clock. Robinson around Barron. Splits a couple guys. Tough shot in the lane is good. Oh, baby, what a move by Justin Robinson.
Now Robinson getting into the lane there and then using that spin again that we were talking about in the first half. He floated, looked for contact, and then spun it in with the right hand.
So clever around the rim. He's got 7 now. Hawks trail by 13. We've played 2 here in the second half. Jordan Heath tried to bounce it down low to Manhurts. He throws it over to Zach Lewis. And before he can do that, I believe Jim Barron called a timeout. He did. 30-second timeout. Make it a full, and we'll take one as well. 17:51 to go. Monmouth 40. Monmouth trailing Canisius, 44-31. And we're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth trails Canisius 44-31 here in the Kessler Athletic Center with 17:51 to go here in our second half. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Brian Sedillo back in the studios. Steve, Monmouth having a rough go of things right now, down 13. And they play well in stretches, but have yet to put together a really few minutes of good ball.
Absolutely. And again, I think I would go to the small lineup here. So I would probably bring Tillman out, bring Josh James in, and just try to do it with all guard play, speed up the game, switch screens, just make it a kind of a track meet.
Heath missing one, and then Manhurts goes over the back of Justin Robinson. That's his third foul, and he's really the lone bruising player that Coach Barron throws out there, as he'll sit down in favor of Phil Valenti. Hawks will get it back, trailing 44-31.
Heats right now is guarding Tillman, and he doesn't have to really worry about Tillman on the perimeter in the open set, so he can kind of really linger around the basket.
Deion Jones pulling from the elbow. It's short. Billy Barron with the rebound. He wants the push. Bounces one to Perez. Lays it in transition. 46-31, Golden Griffins.
Billy Barron, just such a good player in every facet of the game, and gets a long rebound, orchestrates the fast break, and then drops it off.
Top of the key, Max DeLeo has it from Monmouth. Throws it to Ogero on the left wing. Top of the key, it's Deion Jones. Jones over to Robinson. Drives on Barron, throws one back door to Ogero. Heath blocks it, but he's fouled. Ogero will go to the line for two after Jordan Heath picks up his second foul.
That's a good call there. Jordan Heath got a lot of ball, but I think he got a little arm too. And now Ogero going to the line. Ogero's got to convert. Again, we talked about in other broadcasts. Ogero gets to the line a good amount of times. This is an area of his game that he has to get better at.
This season, Ogero shooting just 42% from the line. And right on cue makes his first one. See if I can do that again. Ogero shoots it at just 42% this season from the line. Missing the second one. Ball rebounded by Heath.
Hey,
anything we can do?
For the good of the program.
Good of the program. Under 16:50 to go here in this ball game. Canisius moving it here on the perimeter. Phil Valenti, right wing, tried to throw top of the key. Was intercepted by Robinson, who is then fouled by Perez. It's a shame because Deion Jones had a one-on-none. The closest Golden Griffin to him would have been the cheerleaders. And that foul, could that be... Does college have clear path? Can we make that happen?
Sometimes I just think officials need to have a feel for a game there and then know that calling that foul is actually a disadvantage
for
to
the team
who has numbers. Not necessarily just Monmouth, but any team that has numbers like that. And Deion had a wide open dunk.
Hawks trail 46-32. Smart foul by Canisius.
Yep.
Max DeLeo, top of the key, stop and go. Throws it down low to Tillman. Zach lays it in.
A nice job. DeLeo again getting to the basket, going right-handed, dropping it off, this time to Tillman now. He's able to put it in over Jordan Heath. Monmouth back into that 2-3 zone.
Trailing 46-34. Zach Lewis finds Valenti at the foul line. Throws to Barron for three. Man, he's smooth. 49-34. Canisius leads. And Coach Rice is going to take a timeout with 15:51 to go here in our second half.
Coach Rice is not happy. He's been fired up all game. And he's right to be fired up. You go to a 2-3 zone, which, you know, against a great shooting team, sometimes you want to play man. I would probably play man against them. But he's going zone because it's been so effective in the last few games for them. Your players have to rotate and they have to know assignments and hit the high post, one ball reversal to the best shooter in the conference, and him getting a wide open shot out of it is certainly not what Coach Rice wants. Somebody missed an assignment, somebody didn't rotate right, and that's what's making Coach Rice so angry.
Hawks trail by 15 now with 15:51 to go in our second half. Again, Canisius, 10 and... There's a fight going on behind us. Everybody okay? All right, good. Two little kids were getting into it behind us. It's getting real. Canisius comes in at 10-6. They're 4-1 in the MAC, Steve. Monmouth is 8-8, 2-3. Came into this game in a 7th place tie with Marist. We knew coming into this game it'd be tough. And this Western New York road trip is very tough. Monmouth won Friday, and not that you play free and easy on Sunday, but you know what? We got to split, worst case, if we can't beat Canisius, who's very, very good. But with that said, 15:51 to go, Steve. Still a lot of game left.
Well, when you win your first game of the trip, too, you start getting a little greedy, right? And you want to get out of here with two wins on a very tough road trip. Canisius is a good team. You know, it's something that's striking me about Canisius, though, is that they're very outside-oriented. They don't have much inside scoring presence.
They go zone here. Monmouth will try to beat it as Deion Jones attacks the basket. Blocking foul is the call on Jordan Heath. That's his third foul with 15:38 to go.
I thought that was probably going to be a charge, but I assume that Jordan Heath was in the restricted area. If he wasn't, if he was above it, then I thought that was a charge.
15:38 to go, second half. Monmouth trailing Canisius 49-34, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. University Subs has been a Monmouth University neighborhood favorite for years. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, U Subs offers free delivery to the dorms, and all MU students and employees receive 10% off of their total order. MyUSubs.com. Monmouth trailing Canisius 49-34, 15:38 to go here in our second half, alongside my broadcast partner, good friend, former Hawk Steve Bazaz. I'm Eddie Acapinti. 49-34, Steve, our score, with Deion Jones at the line for two. He'll make his first one. You know, we always like having, it's great when we got Matt Harmon part of the broadcast. We know Matt does a million other things. And we're lucky that when Matt's not there, we get the next generation Hubie Brown, as I've called you, really off-air to no one in particular. Steve Bazaz, you need to talk like Hubie Brown, please.
Oh, man, like what, you always said that Hubie Brown talks in ninth person.
We'll explain that next whistle. Under 15 and a half to go. Deion Jones did go 2 of 2 from the line. Monmouth down by 13 as Zach Lewis drives. He'll miss one. He'll miss his putback. Him and Tillman battle for it. And on the alternate possession after the tie-up, Canisius will keep it as James and Nicholas come in for Monmouth.
But sometimes Tillman gets a little off balance there. He was mistiming his jump, off balance. Couldn't get a grasp on the ball. Ends up being a tie-up, and Canisius gets another chance here.
Don't worry, I'm going to explain the Hubie Brown thing. Canisius tries a lob attempt to Heath, who hits the deck hard on the inbound.
And this has been a very frustrating game for Red, as now they tried to throw a lob to Heath, and Red gave him a little bit of body, and Red is now going to pick up his fourth foul, it looks like.
And actually, we got the name right, it's Heath, but fans, it wasn't Jordan Heath, it was Josiah Heath, who has checked in. As Max DeLeo will check in for Nicholas, so I believe Steve will pick up that foul. They say non-shooting foul. I thought it was on the lob attempt, though. First foul on Monmouth this half. Canisius has been whistled for 5 this half. Griffin's inbound to Perez, who hands back to Barron, who pumped it about a 40-foot three
yeah,
have to respect because he's a lights-out shooter. He throws to Valenti. Valenti back to Barron. Floater is no good, but Zach Tillman fouls Barron, who will go to the line, which, if you're a Monmouth fan, isn't great because Billy Barron shoots free throws at about 90%.
Now I'm looking at Coach Rice's expressions on the sideline, and he's trying to stay positive. Now he's kind of smiling at Zach Tillman a little bit here, but Tillman came over and bodied him and hit him, and it's not a good foul. Again, 92% from the foul line. You got to get in position. You got to go straight up. And I know Coach is trying to stay positive with his group, and you know they're young, they're freshmen, they got to keep developing. But Tillman's getting caught doing that a little too much, in my opinion.
Barron goes 2 for 2, Monmouth down 15. I'll give you the what I would say Hubie Brown description of Billy Barron will be next whistle.
Hubie Brown imitation from you.
Yes.
Looking forward to
I've
it.
I got to do it. I mean, which we haven't had an ability to do so yet. The play's picked up. Under 15 to go. James over to Robinson on the wing. We'll try a three. He'll miss that. But James will track down the offensive rebound. He'll throw to Tyrone Oguero. Now we'll go top of the key, Robinson. Monmouth playing hard. Down 51-36. Robinson gets his instructions from Coach Rice. Throws it right wing to Tyrone Oguero. Top of the key, James. They swing it left wing to Max DeLeo. Play it back on the right wing now. James has it top of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Crosses over, hands off to Robinson, 6 on the clock. Robinson into the lane on Perez. Floater from the foul line is short. Tipped rebound comes down to James, collects himself, and lays it in.
Not a good possession by the Hawks there. Tillman was working hard inside. They couldn't get him. He's got to hold his seal, and they got to go high-low. But Josh James able to be scrappy around the basket and put in the follow.
Barron has it top of the key, under 14 to go. Hawks down 13. I think Barron's ball handling might be the most underrated skill in the MAC. Got that thing on a string. He throws it right wing to Zach Lewis. Whips it right back to Barron. Throws it to Perez left wing. He'll face up on Oguero. Perez splits a double team. Bounces it down low to Heath, who will miss the layup, but will go to the line for two. If that's on Tillman, it's foul number 4.
I think the Hawks should get out of the zone. I think they should press up a little bit, maybe try to trap full court, speed up the game. Canisius, again, they're veterans. They're an older group. They're extremely well coached, and they just have a great patience, and they're running the shot clocks down, and then they're getting really good looks at the rim. I think that going man-to-man, switching screens, and trying to trap will speed up this game. And you used the Niagara comparison. That's how Niagara kind of got back into the game last time. I think the Hawks have to do the same thing.
Tillman and O'Gara both sit down as Khalil Brown and Marcelo Hudiger check in. Heath missed his first free throw. His second free throw is good. So here's quick UB Brown. Ready? You're Billy Barron. You can get your shot whenever you want it. But you got a great floater, too. So maybe you want to get to the lane, but then they can't foul you because you're a great foul shooter. And any Knick fan out there knows what I mean.
That's very well done. Now, like your Jamal Crawford, Hubie Brown impression.
Down low, Hudiger is fouled before he can get going. Game slowed down a bit here as he'll have... They'll actually call that on the ground. Is that your favorite one?
That's a great one.
For the record, and this is the last Knicks reference of the broadcast, I loved Jamal Crawford.
Well, he certainly would be better than J.R. Smith right now.
Whistle again here. They're gonna speak to both Valenti and Heath, kind of calm them down. Coach Rice just laughs. I'll tell you, if we had King Cam, it'd be great at games. 13-08 and ticking away here. Monmouth down 52-38. See if they have another run in them. Top of the key, James. He's on the floor with Robinson, DeLeo, Hudiger, and Khalil Brown. Robinson, top of the key, finds DeLeo. Has it poked away by Barron. DeLeo recovers, 11 on the shot clock. We'll go to Robinson. He'll cross over on Perez. Get around him. Nifty floater in the lane is good again. Justin Robinson has been so good going to the basket today.
Boy, Justin Robinson, that was a great play. He splits the defense. He's so good at splitting on pick and roll there. Floats in the lane and then puts it up with his right hand on the left side.
Zach Lewis, top of the key. Throws to Chris Perez, left wing. Drive and kick. Lewis, open for three. Good. Monmouth down 55-40. Canisius heating up from the outside. Robinson over to James. He'll try a three. That's an air ball off and to the left. His feet weren't set, Steve, and Canisius gets it back up 15.
And that's a shot that Josh James will develop as his career goes on, but not really his specialty early on, coming off screens as a catch-and-shoot guy. He's more of a mid-range pull-up jump shooter, and obviously he attacks the rim.
As you said, that's kind of the next phase in his game. Back the other way, an over and back call as Canisius with a rare turnover today will give it back to Monmouth. 11:59 to go. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth 55-40, and we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. NJEA.com is the website. Fans, we welcome you back courtside here at the Kessler Athletic Center. Monmouth trailing Canisius 55-40, 11:59 to go here in our second half. And Steve, as we come back from the media timeout, the officials are over here at the monitor checking to see what happened, and Max DeLeo is pleading his case to the officials, saying he got elbowed. And I just looked at Max when he smiled. He's missing at least a tooth.
Yeah, and
that's unbelievable.
After that violation and timeout, Max was showing almost all the officials, and he actually even said, I heard this, I have no teeth. And he was showing his mouth to the officials, and even Coach Rice was saying, like, guys, they're throwing elbows. And Max is showing his grill right now and trying to plead his case, but it looked like they were going to go to the monitor for a replay to see if there was any elbows thrown, but I don't think they went. I don't think they're going to go to the monitor now.
I mean, I'm very familiar with dental work. I had braces as a kid. I just got a tooth pulled a few weeks ago. It takes more than a gentle nudge to lose a tooth. The busiest man in the arena has been the replay gentleman to our right. They've come over to the monitor a lot today. Max, tough as they come, though, staying on the floor. Josh James will attack the basket. Floater is no good. And then a loose ball foul will go on Phil Valenti. and Canisius. So here, Steve, let me play detective for you. Monmouth down 15, 11:41 to go. Max DeLeo's complaining he had a tooth knocked out. Billy Barron actually has a wrap on his left elbow right now. So it, inadvertent as an elbow might have been, whatever it was, I'm inferring that that elbow hit that head, and that's why Max is down a couple choppers.
And Max just showed us, too, his new grill.
I tell you what, it looks like the front two teeth, as Khalil Brown hits his first free throw 1-1, it looks as though the front two, the bottom half of both of his front two teeth have been knocked out.
Khalil Brown now at the line. Max is shaking his head, but I think the Hawks just have to use this as motivation. They have so much motivation right now to try to get back in this game. We'll see if they can use it.
Brown misses the second. Rebound tipped up into the arms of Billy Barron. 11:35 and counting. It's been a weird game today, hasn't it?
It really has been.
I know these early Sunday games are a little different anyway, but this is weird. DeLeo here getting his hand on one. A pass, but Barron comes away with it. Scramble situation here as everyone's back defensively. Jordan Heath into the game. Down low, gets free, and one, puts it in to put Canisius on top, 57-41.
Canisius just picking the zone apart as Heath went up, and it looked like he ball screened a little bit and then slipped to the basket and had a wide open run to it, caught it, and then Brown bodied him and got called for a foul.
11:17 to go. That's Monmouth's fifth foul here in the second half. Heath makes the free throw. It's their largest lead of the game for the Griffins, 58-41. Looking every bit an upper-tier MAC team as we have seen. They'll sit 2-3 zone now as Monmouth will work it around the perimeter. James has it top of the key. Throws it right wing for Robinson. They'll go back to James. We'll get into the lane, drive and kick. It's deflected out of bounds by Zach Lewis. 10 on the shot clock. Jeremiah Williams will check in. He'll take out Lewis. I'd love to know where Max's bottom choppers are residing right now.
Yep.
Robinson, 5 on the shot clock. Throws to DeLeo for 3. An air ball. Khalil Brown saves it, and then he didn't see the shot clock, and it'll be a shot clock violation as he had to kind of tiptoe to keep it in bounds, and it'll go back to Canisius.
Coach Rice is now going back to the man-to-man defense here. I like that move by him. We'll see if he pulls Hudiger out to go to a smaller lineup, try to quicken this game up a little bit.
DeLeo will guard Barron. Here he knocks one out of bounds as they were trying to throw to Barron on the right wing. 10:31 to go. Canisius will inbound, 26 on the shot clock.
Really, the story so far, positive-wise for the Hawks on this road trip, the bigs in the first game against Niagara, Justin Robinson's been really good today.
Both games. He was really good the other night, too. Kind of got lost in the shuffle because of how good the bigs played. Tonight, he's got 9. Josh James has 12. Jeremiah Williams, driving kick to Chris Perez. He'll airball a 3 long. James brings it down in transition. Josh all the way to the basket. No good, but he'll go to the line for 2. And it's amazing how strong he is going to the rim.
If he gets ahead of steam, he's getting to the rim. And that time he caught it on the baseline and went coast to coast. And there's no stopping him when he gets going.
Here's the best part if you're a Monmouth fan, Steve. And James goes to the line with 10:15 to go. He's only going to get stronger. He's only going to get better. Because normally, as he makes the first one, freshman, the thing that lacks is their strength. But Josh, who's going to be lifting weights more and all that good stuff, he's just going to get stronger.
And he's already so strong as an 18-year-old freshman. He's one of the stronger freshmen I've seen come into Monmouth in a long time. What he needs to develop is he has to get more consistent shooting the ball, and he has to get better going to his left hand. He puts all that together, and he is going to be a top-level MAC guard.
So James goes 2 of 2, Monmouth down 58-43. DeLeo watches Barron here as he'll cross the timeline. Skip pass over to Chris Perez on the left wing. Perez goes high post. Jordan Heath will dribble out of the post and hand off to Williams with 20 on the clock. Williams, guarded by Robinson, gets 2 high ball screens. Manhurts back into the game as well. He'll throw for Perez. Barron around a couple of screens. Faces up on DeLeo. Contested 3 is way short. James with the rebound. Outlet to DeLeo, and Max will throw it down with 2 hands as Monmouth cuts the lead to 13. And then he is called for a blocking foul. And I thought Billy Barron was going to get called for one there. They'll get DeLeo for the block with 9:39 to go.
You know what I love about Coach Rice? That he didn't even react to that call. He just kept clapping and kept pumping up his team. DeLeo did a good job of getting into the body of Billy Barron after the foul or after his dunk. Billy Barron gave him a little bit of shoulder to get open. Max, I don't know if he flopped or not, but he definitely got bodied. But I don't know if that would have been a charge on Billy Barron. But I love Coach Rice there. Doesn't react, doesn't go crazy, just keeps clapping and keeps pumping up his team.
I think he senses his team is ready to make a run here. Down 58-45. The Hawks with some momentum here. Top of the key, Manhurts. Throws it right wing to Barron for three. Oh, what a shot for the veteran, Billy Barron, to stop the mini Mammoth run.
And that's why he's a big-time guard. He's a senior. His team needs a shot. He comes off a flex cut there, gets the down screen, and then knocks down a three with Max running at him.
Right at his average with 22 points in this game. Robinson spins top of the key, floater in the lane is good. Big time shot for Robinson, who breaks into double figures with 11.
Robinson has been so good getting into the lane and dropping shots in.
Barron drives right into the chest of Hootiger, who will be called for a blocking foul as he tried a floater with 8:52 to go here in the second half. And that, I think, Steve, another lesson for the Mammoth Bigs, as Hootiger just has to know, hold your spot, because he was set, but it's tough when you have a barreling guard coming right at your chest.
And Deion Jones has been stranded on the bench for a long time, and there's some subs coming in, Christian White being one of them, O'Garo and Brady waiting at the scores table right now. Deion Jones stranded at the score or on the bench, hasn't come in a while, and Red Nicholas has four fouls. So you got your two top scorers right now on the bench. The Hawks trying to come back with guys like Robinson and DeLeo leading the way.
Hootiger, James, Brown out. Christian White, Chris Brady, Tyrone O'Garo in. Barron goes 2 of 2 from the line. 62-47. 63-47, rather. Canisius leads. Steve, Deion Jones, 0 of 7 from the floor. Just 4 points. 3 turnovers. Struggling in this one. Max DeLeo has it right wing. 8:35 to go. Pass deflected right to Steve and I. 8:36 to go here now, second half. Mammoth will inbound, trailing 63-47. And we'll see, Steve, what Mammoth has left in the tank in this game. Again, both teams played Friday night. Quick turnaround Sunday afternoon. Canisius used to this schedule. And Mammoth getting more used to this schedule. Christian White tried to bounce pass through a couple of guys, and Manhurts intercepted it. Canisius back the other way. Long outlet to Heath. He'll lay it in. What a pass. That was about a 50-foot pass from Billy Barron.
I wonder what Coach Rice is going to do with Deion Jones. He's obviously struggling 0 of 7. It's an 18-point game right now, 8 minutes left. I wonder if he's going to go back to him or if he's going to say, you know what, this isn't Deion's night, and lace him up next time.
Top of the key, Robinson into the lane. Floater over Heath is missed. O'Garo pulls down the offensive rebound. Hands off to Christian White. High arcing three, too short. Rebound comes down to Manhurts.
That's what Christian's in to do.
Barron to a streaking Heath, who is hacked by Christian White on the way to the basket. Heath got up with intention. As White kind of, I'll tell you, that was defenseless receiver right there.
Yeah, White went in to challenge, and Heath, I guess, thought it was a dirty play. I don't know. I just think it was a little guard doing what he could to compete against a 6'10 big guy.
7:43 to go. Mammoth down 65-47. We step out for our 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, providing food service, facilities management, and career apparel to healthcare institutions, universities, stadiums and arenas, and businesses around the world. Aramark is proud to be Mammoth University's official food service provider. 7:43 to go, second half, 65-47. Canisius leads Mammoth. Along with Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Our buddy Brian Cedillo back in the studio. And Steve, I'm pretty sure I speak for at least you and I when I say this has been a really weird basketball game. Up and down, runs back and forth, teeth being missed, a lot of coming over to the monitor. We just saw, as you were going to say, Jim Barron yell at one of his assistant coaches.
That was incredible to me, as again, I got kind of zoned out watching a coach yell at somebody, but as Heath misses the first foul shot. But Jim Barron was really giving it to one of his assistants during that timeout, like screaming at him. Heath misses the first foul shot. Christian White and Heath shook hands right before those foul shots, too.
Hey, sportsmanship counts. Heath goes 1 of 2 from the line. It's now a 19-point game. Heath's got 14. Barron's got 24. And Zach Lewis has 13. The double-digit Golden Griffin scores. Monmouth working it here as Kenesha stays zone. Nicholas back in the game, tries a three, puts that one in. Andrew Nicholas now with 9.
Well, if there's a guy who can get hot in a hurry and try to put a team on his back, it's certainly Andrew Nicholas.
7-10 and counting to go here, second half. Barron, driving kick, leaves for Lewis, who's wide open for 3 and buries it. He's got 16. Kenesha's back up by 19.
Kenesha's missed a lot of threes early on in this game, getting open looks. They really started making them a lot more consistent at the end of the first half and now here into the second half.
Monmouth moving it here. Kenesha's goes back man. Max DeLeo in the left corner, throws for Brady. Lefty jump hook, no good. Rebound to Heath, maybe a little far for Brady.
Yeah, Brady needs to know where he is. Way too far away for that shot.
Barron pulls for 3. That one's no good. Offensive rebound, Zach Lewis. Over to Barron. Lobs one up to Manhertz. Catch, lays it up, no good, but Brady fouls him. 2 free throws coming for Chris Manhertz.
Nice pass by Billy Barron there, too. Gets into the lane, sees where the defense is, and gives Manhertz a nice lob pass. I'm still wondering if Coach Rice is going to go to Deion Jones here. He might not. He doesn't look like he's even looking down the bench to make any moves. So Deion Jones might be stranded on the bench for a large part of this second half.
First free throw by Manhertz is no good. Still 6:28 to go here in our second half. 69-50. Canisius leads. Second free throw is good. Josh James will check back in for Christian White as Monmouth trails by an even 20. And Steve, right on cue, Deion Jones will check back into the game and he'll take out Justin Robinson. Jones will now bring it over the timeline. With 6:20 and ticking away, James will run the show. Canisius back man-to-man. Right wing, it's DeLeo. Finds Nicholas into the corner. Back to DeLeo on the wing. Throw it around the perimeter. Nicholas now on the left corner. Faces up for 3. No good. Deion Jones pulls down the offensive rebound. Gets 2 guys in the air and puts it in.
And that's a way to get going. Get some easy baskets. Layups, free throws. He's been struggling. Maybe that can get him going. The Hawks need certainly a big run here. Down 18.
Under 6 to go. Monmouth trapping now all over the place. Kenesha's floating it around the perimeter. Jeremiah Williams to Barron, top of the key. Barron jumps the pass, throws it to Lewis. He's open for 3 again, and he knocks it down again. Zach Lewis has 19. Jim Barron takes a timeout. And I'll tell you, as much as Billy Barron started it, Zach Lewis is trying to end it for Kenesha's, who lead Monmouth by 21.
And Lewis is getting some open looks off the zone and off a dribble penetration. And that time the Hawks are trapping all over the court. When you trap, you got to leave some people open and try to rotate on the catch. Or as they're catching the ball, you want to try to be there. But Lewis getting open looks and he's really knocking them down.
Hawks trail 73-52 with 5:37 to go. Steve? The under four, we'll take another look at the out-of-town scoreboard, which we will update completely, fans. After the game, we'll also be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, which will no doubt be so much to talk about. And that's even without Monmouth potentially making a comeback here in the final 5.5 minutes.
Well, they certainly need a lot of things to change to do that, Eddie, but it really starts with points. Who's going to score? Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, and then they have to get stops on the defensive end.
Josh James has it here. He leads Monmouth with 14. Backs down Williams, and he is fouled going to the basket. I'll tell you, that's a great move by James, Steve, recognizing that Williams, the smaller player, had 4 fouls on him, and now he's out of the game. Heady play by the Monmouth freshman.
Yep, good job by Josh James. Again, his basketball IQ is superb. He's going to the line now. O'Garrow's about to check in. I assume he's going to check in for Chris Brady. Hawks really going to go small and just try to speed up the game.
That's exactly the substitute. As two new players check in to the game for Canisius, we get our first look at number 32, Dominic Rainey, as well as number 14, Kevin Bleeker. Bleeker, 6'10", sophomore from the Netherlands. As James misses his first free throw, Rainey, a 6'4", sophomore from Oklahoma City.
Last year, the Hawks really were all the same size. There was really no big or small lineup to go to. And they have so much more guys and so much more depth to go to in these games.
James goes 0 of 2 from the line. It's been a bit of an Achilles heel for him today. As the Hawks trail by 21, 5:14 and ticking. Run and jump here. They trap Barron, who throws it into the corner. Rainey, jump stop in the lane, off the bench, into the game, and into the scoring column.
The more I watch Canisius, the more I'm impressed with just their basketball IQ. They are very well coached. They execute their offense very well, and they're led by Billy Barron, which makes everything happen.
Who just pulled down that rebound after a Deion Jones miss on a three-pointer. Barron tried to fire one down low to Bleeker, who lost it. It was just a little high. As now Monmouth will get it back, down 75-52, 4:47 to go. You know, Steve, Canisius, as far as guard-wise, it'll be tough for any MAC team to have this talent at the guard position. But you could see where they'd have trouble if a team has a great inside presence, like a Quinnipiac, or maybe even like a Manhattan.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think they lack your true post-up score. They don't really have that, and Manhertz is a little bit undersized for his position, although he's a guy who's really, really strong. Billy Barron makes the whole thing go for them, and they have shooters all around him, including 6'10" Jordan Heath, who's a great shot blocker. Anytime a team can shoot like them, though, if they catch fire, they can make a run.
Deion Jones turned one over. Back the other way for Canisius. Zach Lewis does it again. Another three-pointer that he buries. He's got 22. He's really coming on these last few games for Canisius as James is fouled. Going to the basket, Steve, we talked about Zach. Obviously, Billy Barron is the guy, as you said, that makes this game go for Canisius. But Zach Lewis is really coming on these last couple of games. He's averaging just 8 a game coming into today. But these last couple, he's been great. Last time out against Ryder, he was fantastic. He had 12, including 3 threes, and he's built on that today with 22. As James makes his first free throw.
And he's another guy that shoots in the 40s from three-point range of 40%. He's got a really good-looking stroke, too. And again, Mama's in scramble mode right now, so they're trapping and leaving guys. And Lewis is getting open shots from that, but he's a guy who can really shoot it. And again, they have a lot of offensive firepower.
Monmouth down 78-54. James hit one free throw. Under 4 to go, second half. Barron out to Lewis again for 3. Too strong. Rebound out of bounds. They say off of Canisius. It'll be Monmouth ball when we come back. 3:51 to go. Golden Griffins lead Monmouth 78-54. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. 3:51 to go in this one. And Monmouth trailing Canisius 78-54 here in our second half. As the Hawks take the floor, they'll do so with Christian White, Colin Stewart, Marcelo Hudiger, Jalen Palm, and Zach Tillman. Canisius has Rainey, Lewis, Barron, Manhertz, and Bleeker as their 5. Palm over to Colin Stewart. We'll go to Christian White. Monmouth working it here against man-to-man Canisius pressure. Colin Stewart, step back 3, way short. Rebound comes down to Barron. As with 3:25 and ticking to go here, Christian White gets a go at Billy Barron. Defensively, Barron, couple of dribbles, pulls for 2 and put it in. That is easy pickings for Billy Barron. 80-54, Canisius on top of Monmouth. Palm will hand for Colin Stewart, 3 minutes to go in this one. Stewart will give it back to Jalen Palm. Was going to drive. Floater is going to be no good. Deck Tillman misses the putback, but he'll go to the line for 2. As there's 2:53 to go in this one. It'll be Zach Tillman at the line, with Monmouth trailing by 26. Again, folks, next time out, Monmouth again on the road. Actually, in the midst of a long road swing, as Tillman makes a free throw. Perez, Josiah Heath check back for Kenesha Steve as we're at Quinnipiac on Thursday for 7 p.m. Then after two in a row at home, it's five straight on the road to end January and begin February, visiting Ryder, Marist, Fairfield, St. Peter's, and Iona. That's a pretty interesting stretch, as it's 8 of 10 away from the MAC.
Hey, look at the outlook on this trip. Very tough trip coming out all the way here. Hawks take care of business against a winnable game against Niagara. And Canisius is a top-level MAC team and just a little bit better than the Hawks. And basically, they have more. They have a veteran point guard. He's a senior. He not only scores, but he gets everybody involved. They have shooters all around him. They have a 6'10" guy who blocks shots. They're just a little bit better right now and a little bit more experienced.
And I think the point is, and again, Tillman, to get everyone caught up, made two free throws. Back the other way, Dominic Rainey, was fouled. Here's kind of what I think, Steve, and it's not my job to give an opinion. I'm the play-by-play guy. But when Monmouth has played some of the other upper-tier MAC teams like Ryder and Manhattan, we've seen them play, as Rainey makes his first one, and have been like, you know, these Monmouth young players are just as good as the other players. They're just older.
Right.
You know, the other teams are juniors and seniors. They're 22. They're men at that point.
Absolutely, and it's a very, very big difference. And Monmouth has taken care of business against the teams who are their same age, if you will.
Right.
And they really do struggle with some of the junior and senior veteran teams. And eventually, these guys are going to develop and get older and be juniors and seniors themselves. As Colin Stewart bangs a three, and that's nice to see. And as the Monmouth guys start to develop and get older, you know, hopefully that they're the team that's beating up on some of the younger teams.
2:13 and ticking. After that Colin Stewart three, it's now 82-59. Rainey puts in a long two. And after, folks, we read some of the out-of-town scores in our post-game show, you're going to know just how close this MAC league is among all the teams. As Jalen Palm missing a three there. Ahead of the pack, Rainey, reverse layup off an alley-oop try from Perez is no good. Jalen Palm will come back the other way. Goes right at Bleeker and he's fouled. 101 seconds to go. Monmouth down 84-59. Steve, while we have a minute, take a look at some of these. Ryder taking care of business at Niagara, 79-68. 3 minutes to go, second half. But Iona just up five at Siena, 78-73. 2 minutes to go there. Close one. Marist and Manhattan are tied at 73. 46 seconds to go. And St. Peter's is leading Quinnipiac, 53-43. 6 minutes to go there. So this league, top to bottom, is no doubt extremely competitive, but you hear some of those scores and you realize, you know what, it really is any given afternoon, as the case may be.
Absolutely, and you know, Marist and also St. Peter's giving it to some of these teams at the top of the conference. It's great basketball, isn't it?
I mean, Quinnipiac may have two of the best wins of the league already when they've defeated Iona and Manhattan. Monmouth here forcing a turnover. They'll bring it back the other way. Colin Stewart's going to go to the basket, lay it in. He's got five off the bench.
Now, Colin Stewart is a guy, Eddie, sorry to cut you off that. You know, he only gets a few minutes a game, and he's in there because he's such a good shooter and he can really score. But it's a tough spot for him to come in and expect to just come in the game and score right away. But if you saw what these coaches see in practice from Colin Stewart, a guy who can fill it up, he's 6'7", he's athletic, you see why they keep putting him in.
Zach Lewis has buried another three. He's got 25, under a minute to go. Monmouth down 87-63. I know, Steve, you're a big fan of Colin Stewart. I know you watch a lot of practice, and a lot of times Colin plays the role of, you know, Billy Barron, Antoine Mason, the other team's best player in scout team, and kind of gets the green light to shoot whenever he wants. And you see, he's a good shooter, as you said. He makes a lot of shots. He just has to get really into the flow of of playing big-time Division I basketball.
Absolutely. And, you know, some guys are late bloomers and late developers. And, you know, Josh James is a guy who's physically strong enough to play right away.
Right.
And Colin Stewart's not that guy. It's not a knock against him. It's just he's not physically developed there yet. And in a year or two, he will be. And I think that the future is very bright. And it's bright without even seeing what Colin Stewart can do yet. And if you add him into the mix with Robinson and James and Tillman, they really have something going.
Oh, I don't believe there's any doubt that Monmouth's competing in the MAC and winning games with a team that's in the growing process. As there's about a 12-second difference between the game and shot clock as Canisius is moving it here. Bleeker missing a three. Christian White has it, and he is fouled with 25 seconds to go. Monmouth trailing 87-65. Just the final score yet to be determined in this one in Buffalo. Got the 7 and change hour ride home ahead of us. And I know, Steve, it's our first Western New York and the team's first Western New York MAC road trip. You come away with a split, and folks, we know Coach Rice, and I won't even bring it up to him because I know he's not the moral victory guy. But you could take it from us before he joins us. If you're a Monmouth fan, you come into to this trip, you get a split. I'm not saying you sign for it because you never signed for a loss. But I think if you're a Monmouth fan, you have to be extremely pleased with your team's effort these last two games.
Well, what happened in the trip is what I think a lot of people expected. They Hawks went in and beat Niagara, a team that is not as good as the Hawks. And the Hawks went in there, tough road trip, long bus ride, and they did a great job and they took care of business. This is a tough spot. Canisius scores 85 points per game at home. They have 87 right now. Again, they're juniors and seniors. And this is all a learning process for these guys. And we'll see what Coach Rice has to say. I think he's going to be very positive with his group.
I think he is too, as the final 3 seconds will tick away on a Canisius 87-67 win. Their next timeout, huge game. Friday night, they're at Iona on ESPNU. That game at 9 p.m. Monmouth next game Thursday night at Quinnipiac at 7 p.m. Hawks fall on this one, 87-67. The Golden Griffins improve to 11-6 overall and 5-1 in the MAC. Monmouth falls to 8-9 overall, Steve, and 2-4 in league play. As Coach Rice is going to join us right away here on our post-game show, which is presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. We will be joined by the head coach of the Hawks, Coach Rice, joining us right away. Coach, we appreciate you joining us right away. Steve and I talked all throughout the broadcast. Your team kept fighting in this game, and they kept trying to make runs and coming back. But as happens against upper-tier teams, you run into a veteran Canisius team who played a pretty good game today.
Yeah, Canisius is a very, very tough team. They're one of the best teams in the league. They got the preseason player of the year on their team. They're very, very, very good. I'm really proud of my kids because we did keep fighting. We kind of ran into a buzzsaw today, and they came out on top.
Coach, on a positive note, Justin Robinson has been really good on this trip. Talk about him and just the way he gets into the lane and scores in traffic and as a little guy can really just mix it up inside.
Justin is tremendous. All of our guys, you know, today was just a day. They jumped out on us. They got it going. Justin's a very, very good player, but I thought Josh carried us in the first half. I thought Max DeLeo was playing extremely, extremely hard. Our big guys, you know, after the deal the other night, I don't know if they caught a cold. You know, it just didn't have the best feel today. Quick turnaround and no excuses. Got beat by a better Canisius team.
Coach, last question from us. But before I do that, if you want, tell Max I got the best dentist in West Long Branch. We can figure it out. Before we get to that, my final question for you. I know you're not a moral victory guy. You've told us that on these broadcasts more than once. You come out of this road trip that Monmouth made for the first time ever with a split. I know you don't like to play the moral victory card, but assess your team after these two games because they really battled hard against two teams. You get the big win the other night as well.
Well, you know, everybody tells you about this trip. Everybody tells you it's a tough one. I had coaches calling me that have been in this league before telling me, hey, this swing is really, really hard. You're happy when you win. You're not happy when you don't win. Our kids fought hard today. I'm proud of them. I'm not upset with them at all. We just, you know, it's funny, but their team is about seven seniors.
Right.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Coach, we appreciate you joining us post-game. Get home safe, and good luck Thursday against Quinnipiac.
All right, guys. Just say hello to my family, Summer, Alexander, and Julian. Can't wait to get home and see you. This was the first long road trip for us, and it's a tough one. But we'll be home late tonight.
Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us on our Boathouse Bar and Grill post-game show. Steve, we'll take our lone timeout here post-game. When we come back, we'll take a look at final game statistics as well as one final look at our Coke Zero Mac out-of-town scoreboard before we say goodbye from Buffalo. Monmouth falls to Canisius, 87-67. Brian, a two-minute timeout, our final one on the broadcast, and then we'll wrap it up courtside here at Kessler Athletic Center on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Back here at the Kessler Athletic Center on campus at Canisius College in downtown Buffalo, the Golden Griffins, impressive today, defeating Monmouth 87-67. They run their record to 11-6 overall and 5-1 in the league, while Monmouth falls to 8-9 and 2-4 in MAC play. As Steve will take a look now at our statistics on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your Hawks basketball postgame headquarters with nightly entertainment and drink specials. Monmouth puts two guys in double figures, led by Josh James, 16 points, 11 out of Justin Robinson, 9 points for Andrew Nicholas, 6 for Deion Jones, 5 for Colin Stewart, and then from there on, everyone who played actually scored today in the box score, which is a feat, but Monmouth only shoots 40%. They really struggle after halftime, shooting 38%. One positive to come out of the offensive game, they hit 16 of 20 free throws in the second half. They out-rebound Canisius 36-32. But taking a look at those Monmouth statistics, what jumps off the page at you?
Well, what jumps off the page at me, Eddie, is really Canisius's three-point shooting in the second half. They were 8 of 13. That's almost 62%. And they really lit it up. They were 14 of 30 for the game. So they took 30 threes, and they made almost half of them. They missed a lot of threes early on in the game, and then at the end of the first half, they caught fire, and they just took that momentum with them in the second half. And Zach Lewis had 7 of those threes, and Billy Barron had 5 of them. In fact, that's where all their threes came from. Oh, no, Jordan Heath had 2 of them. So you add all that up, and that, to me, was the story of the second half. And I thought Canisius was getting too many open looks to begin with. They were just missing them. And then they got more and more open looks as the game went on, and they were knocking them down. And very impressive performance by Canisius. They have some real firepower on the outside.
You know, Steve, looking at the numbers, all 13 Hawks that played scored. For Canisius, only 7 of their guys scored. But when you take a look at Billy Barron going for 26, Zach Lewis 25, and Jordan Heath 14, that's a lot of points residing in just a couple of players. The other big number that jumps off at me, Canisius assisting on 20 of their 26 made field goals compared to just 7 turnovers. And look at your backcourt, Lewis and Barron. When you take a look at that, combined with Chris Perez, how about 14 assists and 1 turnover from your 3 starting guards?
And that's just great basketball, and that's what happens when you have seniors running the show. And Zach Lewis, who's a young guy, he really got it going. Billy Barron's stat line, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, no turnovers, and maybe even a chipped tooth out of Max's mouth to go along with that stat line.
I was making a joke to Coach during it, but I really do have the best dentist in town. He can help Max out if he needs it.
Yeah, Max is going to need something getting back to West Long Branch, but Max always fights. And again, it was a bit of a, I don't want to say it was a humbling game, but it was just,
I think, a learning experience.
It's where you want to see your program in a couple years. You want to be the junior and senior veteran team beating up on the youngsters. And again, we've been saying this a lot now, Monmouth does take care of business against teams who are quote-unquote the same age as them. And that also projects better for the future too, because if you're better than them right now as freshmen, you're hopefully going to be better than them as seniors, you know, and then you just try to hope to beat up on some of the younger teams. But that's for next year and years forward. Right now, the team's going to keep building, and hopefully Coach Rice, and I know he's going to do this, is going to stay positive with his guys and hopefully use this split as a positive going forward and try to build off that.
Canisius shoots 60% in the second half and route to 49% from the game. They hit 14 of 30 from three. The teams shoot a combined, actually, identical from the foul line. Each team goes 21 of 30 from the free throw line. Canisius actually outscores Monmouth by 10 points in each half and route to this 20-point win on Sunday afternoon.
Canisius scored 48 points in the second half. That's a ton. And Deion Jones, 1 of 9 from the floor, an 0 of 3 from three-point range. He was 4 of 4 from the foul line, but 6 points, 4 turnovers. So, you know, you can really point to that, too, as Deion's got to really start getting it going as MAC play continues.
And while the bigs were great against Niagara, the guards led the way for Monmouth today, and we're going to award our Jersey Mike Subs Players of the Game Award to the two Monmouth freshman guards. We'll give it to Justin Robinson and Josh James. Robinson goes 11 points, 2 assists, has a steal, doesn't commit a turnover in 30 minutes, hitting 5 of 12 from the floor. James goes 5 of 8 from the floor, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. So they go a combined 10 of 20 from the floor, and they keep Monmouth in the game when it was competitive for stretches, and they're the two leading scorers for MU in this game. As we'll now take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, Driven with Pride. It is Thursday night. Monmouth takes to the road against former NEC foe Quinnipiac, who now, Steve, has just happened to fashion themselves as one of the upper-tier MAC teams, and never an easy place to play.
No, never an easy place to play, and in the Tom Moore era, they have been very, very successful against the Hawks. And, again, that's a matchup that is really tough for them, especially right now with all their bigs and their rebounding, and they really came into the MAC and beat up on the Hawks. We'll see what kind of adjustments Coach Rice and his staff makes going up to Quinnipiac next week.
Steve, final look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. And before we sign off of the air, Manhattan right now leading Marist in overtime, 83-79. St. Peter's leading Quinnipiac. This is the shocker of the day. They're up 64-55 with a minute and 20 to go in that one. Two other finals. Ryder over Niagara, 90-78. So Ryder as well splits the Western New York road trip just as Monmouth did. And Iona does come back and beat Siena, 87-78. Steve, great job as always tonight, my friend. Much appreciated. We'll definitely get you on some more broadcasts later in the season.
Eddie, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, and the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, who joined us postgame, as well as Brian Cedillo, engineering back in the studios, I am Eddie Acapinti. Fans, we want to thank you for listening to this afternoon's broadcast of Monmouth Hoops here on the Shore Sports Network. Hawks fall 87-67. We're back on the air Thursday night. Have a great rest of your Sunday, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Red Bank Sleep Shop, Maple Avenue at the corner of Monmouth Street, Red Bank. RKE Athletic, Route 71 in Wall, the official clothing supplier of the Shore Sports Network. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy every day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations. Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And by Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.